All right, y'all. What is going on? It's Black Balloon, and I'm coming back with another video. So y'all already know what's going on. All right, y'all. Y'all already know when I'm sitting right here, we got some good things to talk about, right? So this video is gonna be me bringing back the Soul Ties. The Soul Ties series that I did back on my first channel, right? I think on the first channel I had did two parts to Soul Ties, so I'm definitely gonna split this into two parts. And we're just basically gonna talk about what Soul Ties are and how Soul Ties connect to social media and things that go on in our everyday lives right now, you know? I was kind of waiting to do this video and to start back going on these spiritual videos just because this is not something that, you can just wake up and talk about all the time. It has to come out right. And I've explained that to y'all before, I didn't want to rush back into it. I just wanted to feel good talking about it, because that's the way I did it the first time. And my words and my message, it hit for the people that needed to hear it. So I like to make sure it hits the same way again, when we're coming back around. But I'm actually excited to do it because I love talking about this kind of stuff. And I know that people need it more than anything in the time that we live in right now. You guys need it a lot more than watching my sacrifice videos and watching shit that's really entertaining. Like we need this one-on-one type of shit. And I'm not saying, trust me, I'm not saying I have all the answers, but I have told y'all time and time again that I don't talk about nothing I haven't went through personally. So when we talk about Soul Ties and we talking about the connection to social media and what it does to us mentally as far as creating more soul ties that we're not ready for, or that we shouldn't have been in the first place, it all connects. I have that experience. I've went through it. I've went through the worst of the worst mentally when it comes to a soul tie, when it comes to something that you created, when it comes to something that you created and you didn't really know what you were doing. You didn't really know what was going on, because I was very naive when I entered into what my soul tie was. That was a part of my life that kind of made, that kind of mentally gave me a step up, a step ahead to be able to come back years later and talk about it and tell others what I went through. And now you could kind of navigate so you don't have to go through the same thing that I and other people have went through, because there has to be someone that receives the worst end of it. You know what I'm saying? There has to be. And usually those people are able to, help others is basically what I'm saying. Someone has to receive the butt end of it, go through the worst shit to be able to teach others, so you don't end up going down that path, because I'm sure some of y'all are involved in soul ties right now. Some of y'all are leading up to them, and some of y'all are probably trying to escape away from them, but you don't know how to. You don't even really know what's going on in the first place because the soul tie is spiritually, and most of the time you don't recognize it. Unless you're just, unless you're just kind of mentally aware of what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So if we want to start with just basics about what a soul tie is, and we're more speaking on negative soul ties. We're not really speaking on those soul ties that are positive to the people that you're supposed to meet. We'll get to that down the road. So we're more starting with negative soul ties because that is what is more abundant, in the world that we live in today. Those are the soul ties that people don't actually know what's going on and they don't know how to get away from it, right? So a soul tie is basically, it's a spiritual connection, right? You are spiritually connected to the person that you're with or no longer with. But you got to understand, soul ties can last however long they need to last in order to, get through what it's trying to get through. Basically, in order to lower lower those vibrations in order to basically take a piece of your soul every single time you get into one. Because soul ties can take years. They can take years to break away from. Years to break away from, bro. And especially if you don't understand what is going on, you don't understand the fact that you can't get over the person, you can't stop calling the person, you can't stop thinking about the person, but you know this person is bad for you. You know that guy is bad for you. You know this girl has nothing for you, but you can't get over it. Why? Number one, why? Do you want to know why that soul tie was created in the first place? Why? Because you had sex. You had sex with her. You had sex with him. Soul ties are created sexually. They come from sex, you guys. That is why this video is related back to social media, because they both tie together. They go hand in hand when it talks about, when I'm talking about a soul tie being created through sex, because there's so much sex on the internet. There's so much sex. There's so much ass and titties. There's so much everything on Instagram, on the internet. You can access anything that you want to access as far as pleasure. You see what I'm saying? And I have talked about that before. I've talked about that before as far as why things are the way they are on social media. Why everything is so easily accessible. And it's that way so you can create these spiritual connections, these soul ties to these women, to these men, you know, so basically you can continue living in that lowest vibration. You see what I'm saying? Because social media does nothing good for your brain, bro. It does nothing good for your brain, especially if you're not aware of what is going on, especially if you can't control your flesh as a man, because y'all women, y'all already know men go off of what they see. So if they see a fine woman, they see body, they see all of that, that's all they need in order to have sex with the woman, in order to want to talk to the woman, be with the woman, any of that. So please, you know, I'm not making y'all feel bad, but don't ever, most of the time, don't ever think a man has looked at anything else but how you look. I'm talking about in the beginning. I'm not talking about after y'all done met and got to know each other. I'm just saying, you should know a man goes off of what he sees. So this is what troubles a man. This is what gets a man in trouble. This is what gets him into soul ties that never should have been created in the first place, because he can't control his flesh on wanting to have sex with everything that looks good to him, right? And so that's how usually a man creates the soul tie. You know what I'm saying? And for women, we already know for women don't go off of what they see. You know what I'm saying? Women go off of what they hear. So if a woman hears a good game, she hears this, she hears that, he got everything, he's saying everything that she wants to hear, then most of the time, that is how that soul tie gets created in the beginning. And how it all goes back to social media, how I like to relate it all back to social media is because we always seeing things that we're not supposed to be seeing. You know what I'm saying? I've said that before as well. We're not supposed to see this many women. Man, bro, you're not supposed to see fine women every single day. You're not supposed to see that many women. Y'all have to understand what social media does to your brain. Most people don't recognize it. It goes that way for women too. Y'all not supposed to see this many men. You're not supposed to know that there's, you know, 100 million options out there for you to go and get. It's not supposed to be that way. I'm not saying, you know, you're supposed to stick to just one person all your life and never meet and see anybody. That's not what I'm saying, but y'all have to understand this on a bigger scale. We're not meant to see so much sex and so much women and so much this and that. It's so accessible to do damage to your brain. That's what it's doing. That's what social media is doing. It's making everything easily accessible. The things that you don't need. I'm not talking about important things. I'm talking about stuff that you don't need. It's at the tip of your finger. So if you want it, you can go and get it. And that is a tactic from the devil. That is a tactic from the devil. We have to talk about how social media helps us create the soul ties. You know, because it's kind of like us going off of things that we see. You know, so if we didn't have all of this stuff to see, if we didn't have all of this temptation, all this porn, all these women to look at for women, all these men to look at, blah, 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 and all this, you wouldn't lust so much. You wouldn't have so much lust in your heart, so much lust in your mind. Then it has you out here meeting and having sex with anything. Now you're having sex with anything. Now you've created these soul ties to people that, bro, you do not want to be around, that you do not want to have that connection to, because it's trying to destroy you. Literally, the soul ties, these negative soul ties, they are here to destroy you. Spiritually, they're trying to destroy your soul, destroy your mind. That's what the devil does. This is the devil in the details. It's nothing else. Soul ties is the devil. Like, to put in simple terms, because you're stuck on this person. You're spiritually stuck. You need God to release it. I'm serious. You can't release it by yourself. You need God. You need God to help you release it. You need him. You need to ask him. You need to ask him to help you get out of this soul tie, to get out of the situation that you're going through, because you can't get over the person. And you're trying to do it yourself. You're trying to come up with all these ways to, like, forget the person and get them out of your body, but you're not understanding it's spiritual. You know you can't see your feelings, right? You can't see your feelings. You can feel them. They're spiritual. It's a spiritual process. You see what I'm saying? Do you get it? It's not something you can touch. You see what I'm saying? So if you can't touch your feelings, if that's not something that's tangible and you can put your hands on, then that lets you know you need the spirit world to help you. You need God to help you, because you can't control those feelings. You see what I'm saying? And it got you doing crazy shit. It got you doing crazy shit over this person, because you're connected in a way that's not the love way. It's not that love frequency. You're not connected to her, you're not connected just in a loving way. You're connected in, like, I'll die for you way, or I'll kill for you kind of way. You know, you're connected in a way where 3 a.m. in the morning, you beating on her door and all of this shit because, you know, you just can't get over the fact that it's over. But at the end of the day, that is exactly what a soul tie is. You are spiritually connected to the person in a very bad way, in a way that can't be broken unless it goes through God. And so I want y'all to know that, because this topic is very important, bro, because right now, I know people watching me talk right now, you're going through this situation and you're going to continue to go through it even after hearing me talk about it. That's the thing. We can hear this stuff. We can hear someone tell us exactly what we're going through, and we're still going to go through it. We still have levels to complete. But that's because you're just not at that point yet where it's ready to be broken away. You know, it's kind of like just going up in stages. You know, you prepping yourself to get to that level mentally so you can break away from that soul tie. All right, y'all. So now one of the last points I want to make in this video, and it kind of goes back to when I was talking about, you know, being connected to the woman or the man and you just not knowing how to get away from it, right? So I didn't want to end this video without talking about this point, because this is probably the number one reason why, you know, relationships, soul ties, and all of this stuff from social media is happening today, right? And I'm talking about how social media influences the relationships, right? Now, what's the one word that floats around the most on the internet when it comes to relationships, you know, via men and women, right? Toxic, right? Toxic is the number one word that floats around when it comes to relationships today, right? You get Future, the Toxic King. You get all these terms that have to do with toxic, 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 right? So now you get what happens with any other thing that trends, right? So when things usually trend on the internet, people follow those trends. Why? Because people are followers. Majority of the world, 85% of the world, are followers. They follow what they see. They do what they see, and they just, they just follow along with the crowd and the rest of the sheep, like the rest of the sheep, right? And I'm speaking on that because that is what, people, women as well, men as well, but I mostly see it from women. And mind y'all, when I do these videos, I'm not sparing anyone. I'm not sparing men. I'm not sparing women. And I'm not attacking either or, more than the other, because I'm definitely gonna speak on men with, with just not holding back at all, the same that I'm gonna speak on women. But I mostly see women glorifying that toxic shit, right? See, men, most men, they just are toxic. A lot of them just are toxic, if we want to use that term, right? They're not necessarily glorifying it. They're just who they are. They're fucking up relationships, excuse my language. They're just doing what they do with no regards to anything. Y'all call them being toxic, right? And the reason I say women glorify it is because a toxic man is a man that borderlines like a bad boy, like a dangerous guy, the bad dudes, the dudes that girls first start off going for. They first want the bad guy, the dude that got them out in the streets late, running around, blah, blah, blah. That's what they first like to go for when they don't really know too much about life yet, So the reason I say they glorify it is because they actually want to be in these toxic relationships. They want to be a part of it because it seems fun, because it seems like, being in a natural loving relationship, it seems boring. Being with a good guy, it seems boring. It's not enough fun. There's not enough, spunk. There's not enough oomph. There's not enough spontaneous. There's just not enough. You're just boring. You want that toxic shit. You want to argue. You want just wild shit. Feelings up and down every single day. Damn near about to stab each other. You sit down and you meditate together. Then 10 minutes later, y'all arguing about what just happened. You follow this girl. He followed, whatever. You followed this guy, you DMing the dude you just met, whatever. Just all the examples of what could possibly come from social media to relationships, right? So who does this come from? Who does this come from? Who's the orchestrator of this kind of, this kind of trend and people wanting to basically dwell into living in those toxic relationships? Who's the number one, being that would want you to be in that? Who? It's the devil. It's the devil. You don't even have to think about anything else. If you were thinking of anything else, your mind is not in the right place. It's the devil. He wants you to live in a toxic relationship. Yeah. Don't get married. Don't look for a great woman. Don't look for a great man. Get in that toxic bullshit that you see off of my social media, off of my internet that I created, that I have, everyone attuned to every single day. Everyone is in their phone. Everyone is on the apps. Live your life how this app is telling you to do it. Go be in a toxic relationship. Go enjoy that shit. Go crave it. Go and want it, Go right ahead. That's what he wants you to do. And that is exactly what is creating the soul ties today. And it's been going on. It's been going on. People are literally wanting to be in a toxic relationship because of a trend, because it looks fun, because it's funny, it's jokes about it. But literally, girls want that, dude. I'm serious. Dudes want it as well. They want to be with a crazy ass girl. A girl that's just going to start arguing and tripping and doing all this crazy shit over other girls, getting too close or talking to you, just simply talking to you. They want those wild ass chicks. And it's because of social media. That's why soul ties and social media goes hand in hand, because it's mostly in today, in our world, it's coming from the internet. It's coming from social media, bro. And you need to be able to learn how to tame that shit. You need to learn how to stop looking at all that shit. Stop worrying about ass. Stop making everything you do about a woman, bro. Everything you do. Love yourself first, bro. Women too. Women too. And I find it harder for men to love themselves than women, because most men don't know how to tap into that, you know, into that feminine energy that they carry, because we have both. We have masculine and we have feminine energy. And your goal is to polarize them both, bring them together. You see what I'm saying? That's why most women find themselves and love themselves first before a man do. A man will be out here just sticking his shit in anything, got no love for himself. You know, sending pics to a girl of his area before they even know each other's name. You got no love for yourself, bro. None. You don't even understand what it is to love yourself. Same for women, bro. It's the same for y'all. I'm not even trying to give y'all the up on this, because y'all are the same way. Same way. You just hide it a little better. You see what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's really about loving yourself. And then you can cut and you can see what's really going on with all the shit that taints your mind from social media. Just love yourself first. And then you will realize you don't need to stick your shit in all this. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to feel all that. It's not that important. Because your mental space and where you are at within your own heart and your mind is the most important. I promise you, bro. Y'all don't even understand what it means to meet someone that's right here mentally with you, bro. You don't got to do all that extra bullshit. You don't got to worry about social media and all that shit and wanting to be a certain way for somebody, because it's already there. It's already there. You ain't even got to do nothing but just be who you are. Once you love yourself, once you know who you are, you don't even accept nothing else. You can't even go for a woman that don't come close to where you at mentally, bro. It's simple. But we just got to let it be that way. We got to let it be simple. Stop making it harder. Stop thinking so much. Please. For real. For real, man. I think I'm gonna go ahead and end this video right here. Because I do wanna come back with a part two, and I don't wanna jump across every single thing that I wanna talk about, you know, and I can go in a little bit more about the things that I was just saying. But I don't wanna hit y'all with too much in this one video. I usually don't like to go over 20 minutes with these talks. But yeah, man, y'all already know what's going on, man. It's Black Balloon. And I got a lot of videos, you know, coming up for y'all, especially on the spiritual content. We're going to get it all going. We're going to get it all coming back to the channel, man. I really appreciate y'all. You know, all the new subs lately. You know, all the love, man. It never goes unnoted, you know. Especially my people that support on Patreon. Really appreciate y'all as well, man. I really do. Y'all already know what's going on, man. It's Black Balloon, and I'ma see y'all soon. I'm out.